It's 11:26 a.m. on May 3rd, 2023, and the regular session of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is reconvened following executive session. We'll talk to agenda item 5A, Arizona Optometric Optometry Partners PC. I believe there's a representative from AOP on the call.
Yes, Nick Mace from Quarles is on.
Okay. Did you wish to address the board?
Members of the board, I believe, well, first off, thank you for the opportunity to make a brief statement. I know that we have provided the board with a number of documents related to the structure and operations. I will pause to ensure that all the board members are on. I heard a chime. So are we good to proceed, Mr. Nibley?
I believe they're all on. Yes.
Okay. Well, again, just to restate our position, we have provided voluminous documents to the board related to the corporate structure and operations of AOP and its affiliated facilities. We believe, as we've presented and discussed in previous board meetings, that AOP and its business model fit very clearly within the exception set forth in 32-1691. AOP is a professional corporation owned 100% by a licensed medical provider, Dr. Pearson. All of the clinical operations at each location are directly supervised by a licensed optometrist. The business operates under a management services model where clinical operations are performed by licensed optometrists or ophthalmologists and individuals under their direct supervision. Again, all non-clinical operations here and administrative tasks are performed by the management services organization. So I'm certain that the board is aware of our position at this point. We're looking forward to moving forward and working with the board confirming that this model, in addition to many other models within the state that follow this same format, fits squarely within the intent and the expressed exception set forth in 32-1691. Happy to answer whatever additional questions the board might have, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Any board members have a question? I would like to at least make a statement. Understanding your structure and the optometrists that are working, and I understand our board is responsible for spectacles and contact lenses, and I know the involvement of the optometrists in the contact lens part is mostly all hands-on. The spectacle part is the one concern that not having licensed dispensing opticians, the responsibility, we believe, is now under that optometrist to be sure that the spectacle part of that business is managed as carefully as the contact lens part. And I just, if depending on what we rule as a board, just make sure that that is conveyed back to all your optometry managers.
Yes, sir. Okay. Absolutely. Above all, appreciate that comment that the safety and health of the patients is always at the forefront of our operation. So I appreciate that comment.
And I think licensed dispensing opticians would be ideal for your locations. That's my opinion. There's 900 of them in the state. Any other questions that anybody has for the Arizona Optometric Partners PC?
Mr. President, this is Terry Brown. I have one question.
Yes.
Does your optometrist know and understand that they are the supervising optometrist and are therefore ultimately their license is hanging on the thread or the line for any litigation that might be brought to your practice if there was a mistake made with a pair of glasses, or if there's, you know, someone gets the wrong prescription, they, you know, it's made incorrectly, they get in a car accident, they sue, right? Does your optometrist understand that their license is what's going to be held accountable for it?
Sir, thank you for the question. Our licensed professionals are well aware of the scope of practice, their authority to practice under their particular license. Obviously, we in all respects seek to avoid any type of mistakes where those circumstances would come to light. But ultimately, yes, every licensed professional, including those at AOP, understands that those operations that are within the scope of their practice, they're ultimately responsible for. I'll leave it at that. They are operating in compliance with the law under the scope of practice that has been governed by their particular practice act. And so I would certainly affirm and agree with you that all those activities within their scope of practice, they would be held accountable for.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
I think you answered. Suzanne, you wish to make a motion?
This is Suzanne Coleman. I would like to make a motion that we accept the exemption for AOP under ARS 1691 at this time.
Eileen?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the information provided by AOP for the exception to 1691. Any further discussion? Do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblad, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright? Must have lost Deb. Michael Searle?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Aye.
5A is dismissed, and we will now go back into executive session for 5B and C. Sherry, you with us?
This is Ryan Schaaf from Polsinelli on behalf of Nationwide. We would request, with regard to executive session, that Sherry Mays recuse herself on a part of Sherry having been employed by Nationwide prior to, I think it was close to a 10-year period prior to this point.
She has no financial interest with Nationwide anymore. Why should she recuse herself? Most of the opticians have worked for multiple companies in their histories. I don't believe there's any conflict at this point in time. She's not employed, nor is she paid by Nationwide.
I was going to say, this is Bill Hoffman, as well from the Polsinelli Law Firm. While not totally read in on the Arizona Board Conflict of Interest rules, it appears that her prior relationship may inform her opinion, but if the board feels otherwise, we don't feel the need to discuss or fight it anymore.
No, she's part of the board, and this is not anything that has a conflict as defined by our conflict of interest information.
Okay, then that's okay. Go ahead.
This is Jean Galvin on the board's counsel. I would ask that because whether someone recuses from a matter is a personal decision, I would ask that Ms. Mays be given an opportunity to make a statement on this issue if she wishes. I would remind the board, if I may, that there is a difference between a statutory conflict of interest and the appearance of impropriety. And so Ms. Mays may want to keep that in mind in reaching her decision whether to recuse. So Jean, do I have to make that decision now, or can I come into executive session and discuss it for just a minute?
No, if you do unfortunately need to make the decision whether to recuse prior to any discussion or executive session on this matter.
Okay. So I guess just on based on making sure that there's nothing that's misconstrued, I will go ahead and recuse myself from 5B and C.
Okay, I will accept that. We will adjourn to executive session to discuss 5B and C minus Ms. Mays.
Gail?
Yeah.
Gail, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because I tried to vote. I said aye with the understanding that direct supervision does not mean standing directly over someone's shoulder.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Thanks.
And now we're going to go back into executive session to do 5B and C.
Okay.
It is... do we need a motion? Yeah.
We need a motion to go into executive session.
Yeah, this is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session at this time for legal counsel on 5B and C.
Eileen seconded. Any discussion?
Yes.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we move into executive session. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Michael Cera?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Okay, guys, let's all hang up and we'll rejoin over in executive session.